Hello, good afternoon. We're here from Bardic, Free Church of Scotland, continuing. We're glad to be able to come out the street again to bring you something of the good news of the Christian gospel. The gospel's all about a person. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the eternally begotten Son of God who came down from heaven in order to undertake our rescue mission. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. And the Bible tells us that by nature, we're all lost. As far as God is concerned, by nature, because of sin, we're all estranged and separated from Him. And His verdict upon us is we're lost. But His Son came in order to seek and to save that which was lost. And we come out this afternoon to tell you something about the Savior, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And you'll never ever come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus ordinarily unless someone informs you about this person, and therefore you need a preacher to tell you, because you won't hear this on the television and you won't hear or see this on social media, and the newspapers don't tell you this. It has to be a preacher, and the preacher has to be sent, and therefore that's why we come out, in order to proclaim something about the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what we preach is from the Bible, and the Bible's God's Word. The Bible's a unique book, friends. It is God speaking, it's God's revelation, it's a message from heaven for mankind. And many people say they don't understand the Bible, or they simply reject it, relying on the testimony of others. But the Bible, friends, is a collection of 66 books, 39 in the Old Testament, 27 in the New. And basically, these 66 books are all telling us about one person. They're telling us about Jesus Christ. The first 39 in the Old Testament, they are pointing the way and preparing the way for the coming of the Lord Jesus. And the Gospels and the New Testament tell us about His life, about His ministry, about His miracles, His teaching, and His death and resurrection. And the book of Acts tells us about the early church and the wonderful success that they knew when they went and preached the gospel. And then the rest of the New Testament is basically taken up with letters to various churches as they addressed problems. But all of these books tell us about the Lord Jesus. And the Bible, indeed, friends, is God's Word. And you're urged to read it for yourself. And don't listen to anyone who'll tell you that it's rubbish, that it's not up to date, for instance. The Bible is bang on up to date. It deals with our most pressing issues of today. It deals primarily with sin, and sin is something that confronts us today. That's why we have all our problems in the international scene and on the national scene and on a local scene and even in our homes. All our problems ultimately can be traced to this terrible predicament that's blighting mankind, and it's called sin. But the gospel, friends, has dealt with it in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. He came to this world, lived a perfect life, offered up Himself, therefore, as a perfect sacrifice to satisfy the just demands of God's most holy and flexible law that we have broken. And therefore He did this on behalf of others. He fulfilled God's law on behalf of others. He paid the penalty for that law that was broken on behalf of others. And here is the good news of the gospel. If we will trust upon Him, if we will accept Him and believe upon Him and turn to Him, we will have our sins forgiven. All of our sins forgiven. No one can forgive your sins but Christ alone. Don't think that if you go to a priest and you confess your sins that your sins can be forgiven. He hasn't got that authority. He cannot do it. Who's going to forgive his sins, for instance? Friends, the only one who can forgive your sins is Jesus Christ. He's the one who has suffered for sin and for sinners. And therefore, that's why we commend him to you this day, that you might put your faith and your hope and your trust upon him, that you will believe upon him. And Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall never pass away." What a claim to say. Do we not live in a time and in an age when there's so much speaking going on, so much claims going on by various people? But here's one who said 2,000 years ago, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away." And here we are today, we're proclaiming his word, and no matter how long this world might live for or last for, the word of the Lord Jesus shall still be there. It is truth. Thy word is truth. Do we not long for truth? Do we not long for truth when we pick up our newspaper or when we listen to the television or the radio news? But are we not all surrounded by fake news, by innuendo, by speculation, by propaganda, by half-truths? This is what we have, and we have to be very selective as to what we listen to and take on board. But here, friends, in the Word of God, we find God's Word, and it's true, and it deals with our greatest need and problem. And our greatest need and problem today is that our sins might be forgiven. And how can our sins be forgiven? Well, our sins cannot be forgiven by turning religious. It's not a simple matter of going to church. It's not a matter of being a good person. It's not a matter of being charitable. Something more is required. What is it? We must believe upon the Lord Jesus. This is God's way of dealing with our greatest need and problem. Religion is man's way of dealing with it. And we have many religions today, thousands of them, and they're all telling us to do this or to do that, and you'll be right. But Christianity is telling us something different. It is telling us that Jesus has come down from heaven, that he came down in order to seek and to save that which was lost. And he did something that secured the salvation of his people. He died as their substitute. He fulfilled God's law on their behalf, a law that all of us have broken, because the Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. And the law requires that if we break it, we die. That's the stark reality of God's most holy and inflexible law. You break God's law and the penalty is you die. That's why Jesus died. He died in the room and in the place of those who had broken God's law. And the wonderful news of the gospel is, friends, the Christian gospel, if you believe upon Jesus, your sins are forgiven. You are reconciled to God. You have the gift of eternal life. So what are you going to do then with the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, you can hear about Him. You can, in some sense, maybe admire Him. But the time comes when His claims must be pressed upon you. What are you going to do with the Lord Jesus? Your eternal destiny depends upon your reaction to Christ and His claims upon your life. You cannot sit on the fence regarding this. Many people might think that they are neutral concerning Christ and His claims. You cannot be neutral. You're either with Christ or you're against Him. You're either for Him or you're against Him. And we urge you, friends, that you would have Him as your Lord and Savior, that you might call upon Him. Because life is so uncertain, is it not? Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. You'll find that in Proverbs, the Old Testament, chapter 27, verse 1. Let me read that verse to you again. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. You know, many people think that tomorrow I'll begin to follow the Lord Jesus. Tomorrow I'll start thinking seriously about the gospel. I'll put it off until tomorrow. Tomorrow. You don't know if you'll have tomorrow. You don't even know if you'll have tonight. Life is so uncertain. It can be so brief. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, James tells us. James chapter 4, verse 14. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. You think your life is for a long, long time. But it's not. And the older you get, the faster the days seem to pass. What is your life? It is even a vapor. And that's why vitally important that you truly consider the claims of the Lord Jesus now, today. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the time to get right with Him. Call upon Him now while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. That's what the Bible says. Because we don't know if we'll have tomorrow. We might well be in eternity tomorrow. And where will you be? The atheist thinks that when he dies, that's it all over. That's it all over. That's their great hope. But that's not the case. And we know it's not the case. We know it's not the case because Jesus suffered and died and He was put in the grave. And yet, on the third day, He arose. And therefore, we know that there is life after death. Don't let anyone delude you. You are made for eternity. You will live forever. You will either live in heaven or you live in that terrible place called hell. And when you consider these things, then what we are saying to you, friends, is vitally important that you truly consider the claims of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one who suffered and died. He's the one who has come from heaven. He knows all things. No one but Him has come down from heaven. And He's the only one who can take us to heaven. This is what we're telling you about, friends. We're not talking about speculation here. We're talking about biblical truth. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. The psalmist says, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. This is what's required of us, wisdom. Wisdom to seek the Lord. Wisdom to see that life is brief and we need to be reconciled to God before we die, because there's no hope after death. There's no gospel to proclaim. There's no prayer for you then. There's no preacher then. There's no appeal then. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to get right with the living God. And God will welcome you. The Lord Jesus Christ will welcome you. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. That's what Jesus says. Come then. Come. Come while it's still today. Come while it's still the day of grace. Come and seek Him. We're going to draw our time to a close. We're here from Partick, Free Church of Scotland, continuing. And it's good to be able to come out in the street. We're thankful for the weather stayed dry. Showers were forecasted. But we had prayed, we had asked that we might have good weather, and God has granted our request. Because God is the one who's ultimately in charge of all things, even the weather. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. That's a promise that God gave to Noah, and that promise is still valid and still being upheld today, thousands of years after it was first given. We're going to draw our time to a close. We're from Partick Free Church of Scotland, continuing. Please make your way to the church anytime on the Lord's Day. We meet at 11 a.m. and again at 6 p.m. And we meet at 2 Thornwood Terrace, just opposite the police station on Dumbarton Road. Go up the hill and you'll come to our building. May God be pleased.